What's in the news?
The Zapruder film was the first of its kind. It broke every barrier.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. 53 years ago this week, dressmaker Abraham Zapruder made the most famous home movie of all time. His 8mm camera captured the assassination of John F. Kennedy.
When he saw the limousines coming around the corner, he began filming. And I think the film, in many ways, the film is really America's memory of this event.
Zapruder's granddaughter, Alexandra, has now written a book about the film, what happened after, and what it all means.
You have the film in your camera. We'll try.
Yes, I brought it on the studio.
Zapruder could only describe it in TV interviews on that day. 1963 was a lot different from today in terms of video immediacy. The government took copies, and he entrusted the original to Life magazine.
Their interest was actually in protecting the American people and protecting the Kennedys, which in today's world seems completely unfathomable.
In fact, there was no public viewing for a long time.
The film wasn't shown as a film to the American people for 12 years. Now, it wouldn't be 12 seconds before it was up on YouTube. That's the other part of the story that's so fascinating is the story of technology.
She says her grandfather was perhaps the first citizen journalist.
I think a lot about the Black Lives Matter movement and the use of the cell phone as a way to record something. It's a form of resistance. It's become something even more powerful.
Now this, what's in the news? I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.